Deflategate. Just think, 2 weeks ago, we'd never heard the word. But since January 18th, when the New England Patriots hammered the Indianapolis Colts advancing to their sixth Super Bowl, this word has dominated the sports conversation, and we have a newfound obsession over the PSI of a football used in an NFL game. Were the Patriots cheating by using deflated footballs? Is this a real thing or a lot of hot air? Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon is here. Safe to say, we have all learned more than most of us ever needed to learn about footballs in recent days.
Or ever will, actually. And by the way, good job sticking with footballs. In my business, by the way, if you don't use the football versus the balls, you get in trouble real fast.
That's right. So. I looked twice and made sure I didn't get
always,
into trouble.
Always, Cindy, always.
Well, before we get into what you think of this NFL flap, do a reset for us. What happened and did it break NFL rules?
What happened is this. They were discovered to have the New England Patriots, of course, the Boston football team with Tom Brady and all these famous people. They were found to have 11 of the 12 footballs. And each team, by the way, is allowed to keep its own football. So you're asking for this to happen. Each team gets 12, and they can do whatever they like to a point. They are found to have the footballs not between 12.5 and 13.5 pounds per square inch, which is the legal ramifications, all right, but around 11.5, so about 1 pound per square inch off. So in doing that, that breaks the rule. That is true. So the question is, was it intentional or not? My guess is that it probably was. More importantly, it can't possibly matter.
Well, for the benefit of those of us who have never played football, never thrown a football, why might a team want to use an underinflated ball?
Well, they mess around with these footballs quite a bit. In fact, the kickers, by the way, have their separate footballs, which they have them nice and scuffed up. They like them that way, more traction, more grip on the ball. So the quarterbacks tend to like slightly underinflated balls because you can grab the ball more easily and the receivers can catch them more easily.
Okay.
So having said that, by the way, Christine Brennan, a friend of mine at USA Today, had three former All-Star quarterbacks test out the theory, and they said, we can't tell the difference.
So when they're out there in the heat of the game.
As Dan Marino said, Hall of Fame quarterback, yeah. If you're thinking about the PSIs in the football as you go up to the line, you've probably already blown the play.
Are we getting a sense in all of this hullabaloo that this is not a one-off?
My strong hunch is that probably every team out there does this. I recall Michigan quarterbacks would keep the inflation needles in their wristbands, by the way, during the games. So they could sneak a little air out of that baby when needed. And by the way, it's actually harder than it looks.
To do this.
Yes, exactly. And by the way, as far as cheating goes, look, if they're found to have cheated on this, it's a rule. Something is going to happen. I don't doubt it. Mm. But the Oakland Raiders had a phrase that they would say publicly back in the heyday, and that is, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. This is not golf, where you call a penalty on yourself. The ref can throw a flag for holding on every single play. The question is, how much holding are you doing? So this is a bizarre set of priorities.
So, John, what's fueling this feeding frenzy over the state of this football or the Patriots footballs on January 18th? Is it people hate the Patriots, hate Bill Belichick, hate Tom Brady?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
And I would say some reporters out there with, pardon the expression, some overblown coverage over Deflategate. Much ado about not very much. But look, if there were the Lions doing this, I don't think anybody really cares. Even at 11-5, they don't really care, let alone the old days. So The Patriots are the team that almost everyone loves to hate. They're the Yankees of football. Tom Brady's the golden boy, and Bill Belichick, it must be said, was discovered, I think it was in 07 or 08, to
07.
Be taping, thank you,
yep.
To be taping the signals of the New York Jets. His old assistant coach, Mangini, had become the head coach at the Jets, and he, of course, knew that he was doing this, so he blew the whistle on him, his old mentor. So you got a history here with Bill Belichick. Great quote here from Mark Twain, who said, if you earn a reputation for hard work, you can sleep until noon. And once you earn a reputation for cheating, Deflategate becomes actually significant. So this is basically a lifetime achievement award being hassled this week over this. It also, I think, speaks to the unbelievable amount of attention the NFL gets, period. This is the only event all year long where we have a contest over the ads. So the scrutiny, the attention, the NFL's got all the right problems.
But when you think of this season for the NFL and everything that has bubbled out of NFL world, the video of Ray Rice slugging his now wife in that elevator and Adrian Peterson taking a tree switch to his four-year-old son and being suspended for the whole season, there really are bigger and more serious issues facing the NFL. Is this a convenient distraction?
It should be, compared to everything else. And you're right, Ray Rice is serious, of course. The other things you talk about are very serious, naturally. This is, in some ways, a nice distraction. It's not what they want, though, I'll say that.
Because their credibility is taken.
The credibility, and look, you go back to Don Cano, Michigan's old athletic director, who had the famous line, I've said it a million times, no one ever listens. And politicians, Wall Street, listen carefully now. Never turn a one-day story into a two-day story. And that's how you handle PR. And you already have a one-day story, and the NFL all these situations you mentioned, by the way, including Ray Rice, including the other situations, they've made them all far worse than they were initially by handling them so poorly. So in that sense, Roger Goodell, the commissioner, is getting more and more heat for not knowing how to handle a PR crisis, real or imagined, it must be said. Take your one-day story, take your lumps, and keep moving. But these guys make it worse.
And now it's almost a two-week story. Certainly it'll be 2 weeks. So what do you think we'll see from Roger Goodell versus perhaps what should we see?
What you're going to see, good question, by the way, because they're not the same answers. What you're going to see 3 or 4 days after the Patriots probably win the Super Bowl against Seahawks, I'm calling that one now.
Okay.
Watch me be wrong. But they'll slap the Patriots on the wrist as a lifetime achievement award for Bill Belichick. You got to do something. So it'll be fines. It won't be games or anything else. And these fines, by the way, they write with, you know, change in their pockets. So it'll be nothing as far as that goes. What should happen is nothing. Because if you're that concerned about the regulation footballs, then have the referees in charge. Have, you know, one bin of balls for everybody, of course, and not one team's footballs, another team's footballs. You're asking for this problem. No one cares about this problem. And that's what should happen. It's not going to happen.
And it is rather interesting that as you and I talk, this kind of new angle of a stadium employee slipping into the men's room for 90 seconds with the ball, it's very, it's almost comic.
Almost? Your show handles a lot of serious issues. This is not one of them, all right? Someone asked the Patriots, what should I tell my children? You should tell them to pack their lunch and get on the bus and go to school. This does not involve them. Are you kidding me?
Meantime, if you're Seattle, you've got to be, imagine they're going, hello, there's a game Sunday, we're playing in this. Could we look at ahead instead of back?
Oh, I think the Seahawks are enjoying this immensely, actually. You go ahead and handle all this BS while we watch tape, okay? So we're getting ready to play you guys. You're getting ready for the press.
Well, we already got your prediction.
Yes, sad but true, I'm going with the Patriots. Watch me be wrong. But Tom Brady, man, hard to bet against that guy. Inflated balls or not.
All right. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubacon. As always, thanks, John.
Thank you.